We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now, former head coach of the Pacers, former head coach of the Magic, Coach Frank Vogel. Do you agree with Beningo that all officials are terrible?
They stink, Frank. Come on, you're not coaching anymore. They stink.
They can't find you.
Someday, you know.
What's that? Oh, yeah, okay, so I understand. So you're going to be PC. I get it. I understand it all.
When you and Coach, we appreciate you coming on.
And you're a Jersey guy too, Frank. I mean, come on.
That's right.
When you sit and watch this fight, and you had your wars with LeBron, you had your battles. Do you sit here rooting, or do you just kind of sit there just enjoying the game of basketball? Or do you find yourself, like all of us, because I think all of us as fans, I'm a Net fan, Joe's a Knicks fan, we're always going to find our way rooting for somebody.
Yeah, right.
Do you?
Because we never have to worry about rooting for our teams, even in the playoffs. You know what I mean, Frank?
True. I really don't do a whole lot. I root for people that I'm close to. You know, and this is a tricky series for me because David West is on the Warriors and George Hill is on the Cavs, two of my former starters in Indiana. I'm friends with Brad Stevens, so I root for him to do well. And, you know, I find myself more rooting for people that I'm close to more than teams.
Mm. The two times you've been available, the Knicks have been looking for a head coach. Does that job, because Joe will tell you as a Knicks fan, he probably views the Knicks as an organ. Why the hell would you want to coach here?
Yep.
Did you view the Knicks coaching job as an appealing job the first and second time, or how did you view it?
No, I definitely did. You know, I think there's something, you know, something special about coaching in New York City and in particular with that franchise. So, you know, I know they've had their struggles, but, you know, I think that it's definitely still a coveted job.
You know, Frank, if you ever get the Knicks job, my advice to you, and this is my advice to Fizdale, is rent, don't buy, okay?
that's for every NBA coaching job.
That's true. If you coach at LeBron, you have the same thing.
Yeah, well, LeBron, I mean, he's the coach. You know, I mean, come on, let's be real.
How do you, because you've battled this guy, you've had to deal with actually game planning against LeBron James, who may be the greatest we've ever seen. How do you slow down or contain LeBron James from a coach's perspective?
Well, I think it's changed over the years. You know, when we were playing them, you know, the plan was really to try to pack it in as much as possible and make him beat you over the top. But he's become so proficient with his shooting from the perimeter and with range, you know, that I don't know if there really is an answer, you know, other than make sure you're scoring with him on the other end, which is obviously what Golden State is doing. And, you know, just try to make everything as difficult as possible.
Mm. Let me ask you this, Frank. I always thought you did a really good job with the Pacers, to be very honest with you. And I actually wanted you to be the coach of the Knicks, you know, I mean, which, you know, fortunately for you, you didn't get the job. You're lucky. But I mean, seriously, what happened in Indiana? If you don't mind, can you answer that question?
What do you mean in terms of my dismissal?
Yes.
Well, we had a good run, and you know, Larry's always been a guy that feels like a fresh voice every few years is a good thing. And you know, it's really as simple as that. You know, we had the two back-to-back conference finals years, and then we endured the Paul George injury. So that was really sort of a two-year recovery, the year that he was out. You know, we tied for the eighth seed and missed the playoffs by the tiebreaker. And the year after that was really Paul's recovery year. And we had sort of remade our team a little bit, gone away from West and Hibbert, and became more of a spread team like the modern NBA is playing now. And we had a good season. We're a seven seed, took the two seed Toronto Raptors to seven games in the final play of the first round of the playoffs, and we were eliminated, and Larry decided to make a change.
No, that's great. You got hosed. That's the answer.
You got hosed, Frank.
I remember when they made that announcement. It didn't make any
sense. That's why I'm asking you, because of course you got hosed.
And then you get stuck on Orlando. I feel for you, Coach. I really do.
And it wasn't like Shaq and Hardaway were there in their heyday, you know?
Not quite. Are you surprised? Because I viewed when you guys, you know, were making the playoffs just about every year and you're battling the Knicks, and thank you for that, because I can't stand the Knicks. When you beat them,
thanks
I was
a
happy.
Lot, Frank. We appreciate that. The one good team I've had in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And I got to see Roy Hibbert blocking Carmelo in game six. But let me just tell you this, Frank. I got to tell you this right now. I knew the series was over when you guys won game one in the Garden. I knew it was over. There's no way the Knicks are coming back and we're losing game one at home and winning that series. So I just want to, so thanks for the memory, Frank. Thank you.
I had a good feeling at that point, too.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Are you surprised that Paul George didn't become that guy who spends his entire career with one team? Because I know just as a basketball fan from afar, I figured he'd be that guy, and then obviously I guess it was classy. He lets the Pacers know he's not going to re-sign. They trade him to OKC. We'll see what he does now in free agency. Are you surprised at how everything played out with Paul?
A little bit, but, you know, it's very rare and unique for one player to stay with one team their whole career. And, you know, the table was set for Paul to do that. Obviously, there was a lot of ups and downs with the injury, the recovery from the injury, and, you know, a lot of things that you know, happened during that year in terms of the relationships with upstairs and where the team was going, the change. And that's more normal to me in pro sports than, you know, a player just staying with one team for that long. So, you know, it was a little bit surprising, but, you know, if you look at the grand scheme of things, it's not that unusual for pro sports.
You know what's amazing, and I got to give you a lot of credit for this, Lance Stephenson seems like a maniac. And he can't play anywhere but Indiana. And you got a lot out of him. How was it coaching a guy who can, at times you love when he's on your team, and I guess at other times he's a maniac. He's blowing things in a LeBron's ear, whatever he's doing. How was it handling a guy like Lance Stephenson?
I loved coaching Lance. You know, Lance is a gamer. You know, he doesn't always do everything the right way in practice. And, you know, you have to really coach him with great discipline, because when you are able to instill discipline in a player like that, like we were in Indiana, you get a heck of a player. He's able to stay on the floor with his when he's following his defensive assignments, and when he can stay on the floor and get bigger minutes, his talent is able to shine. And you know, he was always an irritant to the opponent, but he was never an irritant to me as a coach.
He was always
following my lead and very coachable, and you know, I had a terrific relationship with him.
Did he ever forget the score of a game?
No, I would not put that on him. He's got a very, very high IQ, Lance does, in terms of the game of basketball. And like I said, he's a gamer.
Mm. Talking to Frank Vogel, of course, former coach of the Pacers and the Magic, game three of the NBA Finals tonight. You think LeBron's leaving at the end of the year? Think he's leaving the Cavaliers?
Who knows, right? That's a $1 million question. I wouldn't be surprised if he came back. You know, we'll see where this run goes, and, you know, I'm sure he's going to weigh all his options and, you know, see what gives him the best chance to finish his career.
And we're talking to Coach Frank Vogel, coach the Pacers, coach the Magic. When you watch and look at the weapons this Warrior team has, whether it's Steph or Durant or Clay, and even the guys off the bench, Sean Livingston, who I love that year he had in Brooklyn, and JaVale McGee, who can be he could be a pain sometimes. How do you defend this team? Like, what is your game? How do you slow these guys? It's like pick your poison against these guys.
There's so little margin for error in your defensive scheme, and sometimes you can play perfect defense and they still hit a bomb, you know, with a hand in your face like Steph did the other night. And, you know, you just have, like anything, you just have to be as disciplined as you can. You know, you got to make sure that you take away the controllable points, and by executing on the offensive end, if your offense is executing, then you can minimize what they do to you in transition, you know, and then make them you want to make them make superhero shots. You know, you don't want to let them get out in the transition and boom, inside out three, wide open three here, wide open three, layup. You know, those are the sequences that really kill you. So if you can execute well on the offensive end and, you know, make them play half-court basketball as much as possible, you have the best chance.
Do you give Cleveland any shot to come back and win this series?
I do.
I do.
I think this is a – obviously they didn't have a great regular season, but I love how they remade their team. You know, with George Hill at the point guard spot and, you know, bigger role with Tristan in there. And, you know, that Boston team was playing at an extremely high level. And, you know, they were able to bounce back from that. You know, obviously they're not the Golden State Warriors, but This team has handled a ton of adversity throughout the year, and they've survived the whole way through. And you have, you know, arguably the best player in the history of the game playing at his best in his career right now. So I don't think you can ever count somebody like that out.
How do you, because it felt watching this series, Cleveland could have and should have won game one. And we can talk about the call that was overturned with Durant. We could talk about the George Hill missed free throw because that was huge and obviously what happened with JR. But once that game went to overtime, I think all of us felt, oh, they're dead now. They're dead now. As a coach, and we've seen this video now of LeBron just sitting there stewing during that timeout as a coach, how do you re-prepare your team to go out there for an overtime with how awful the final 35 seconds of that fourth quarter turned out?
Well, that was obviously a tough moment for them and a tough moment for any coach, but you know, you have to. And the key to success in the NBA and in either throughout the game or you know within a series of games or weeks is, you know, you have to have a next play, next game mentality, and you know that's what your approach has to be after every mistake throughout the game, after every positive run that you make, you have to focus on what's next, and you know that's got to be the approach going into overtime. It's got to be the approach going into game two, and now. Now, when you're down 2-0, you just have to focus on winning game three. That's it. You know, what I would look at is the fact that in game one, they thoroughly outplayed the Warriors and really had put themselves in position in Golden State to win, which is almost impossible to win there. So, you know, to me, that's a way to draw a lot of confidence and belief that you can get the job done.
Mm. Does it mean anything that they beat them 2 years ago? I mean, it's a different team. I mean, Kyrie Irving's not there, you know. But does that matter at all? Do you look at that as a positive going into this game tonight?
I definitely do. And I would look at that, and I would look at the fact that they were down 2-0 in the Boston series most recently with this current team, without Kyrie. Obviously, Kyrie's a great player. But you add a rock-solid defender in George Hill in his position, and you increase the volume of touches for maybe the best player in the history of the game. You know, he's touching the ball more, and, you know, he scored 51 points for the one night, 29 and 13 last game. You know, they have plenty of offensive firepower, and they've got enough defense to get the job done. So, you know, they're very different than the teams that they had with Kyrie, but, you know, I still think that, you know, they have a formula that can win a championship.
Now, what's the plan? What are we going to see you next year on coaching staff? Are you going to be doing
on television?
You're
going to be like the next Van Gundy? You're going to be like Van Gundy? No?
Well, we'll see. I'm still weighing all those options. I'm a free agent right now, and you know, we'll see where it all takes me.
Right. You have TV. So didn't you do like the Ed Sullivan show or something when you were a kid?
Letterman.
Oh, Letterman. Was that what it was?
Yeah, Letterman.
He does have TV experience. That's right. You have that right on
there
the resume.
It's a lot easier than coaching, and you make, you know, pretty much the same money, right?
Right, it's about the same. Yeah, very similar. You know, doing a radio show, that's all in the same ballpark, right?
There you go. You want a job?
But we do. Oh, my God. We could be wrong all the time, and we get away with it. You know what I mean,
exactly.
Coach?
Exactly.
That's right.
And we are.
Most of the time.
Hey, Coach, we appreciate you coming on, man. Thank you.
Frank, we appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Take care.
All right, man.
Coach Frank Vogel, coached the Pacers for a bunch of years, just coached the Orlando Magic.
I forgot he was the coach of that disaster in 2012.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever year it was, 13, 12,
13,
whatever.
12, yeah. 13, I think.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.